practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio on this another Sunday morning as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And I trust that the program today will be a blessing to you and will encourage you to worship our great God and Savior for who He is. Let us begin the program today with the song that is an old hymn of the Christian faith entitled, And Can It Be? I love that old hymn, and every time I hear it, I, of course, think of John 3:16, where it says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How we can thank God for His wonderful love that motivated Him to send His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to suffer and bleed and die on the cross and then resurrect again from the grave so that through faith in Him we might have eternal life. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today or by whatever device you are listening to the program. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we've been bringing this program to you and others for many, many years. And we are always very thankful for the pleasure of your company as we focus around the Word of God on Sunday mornings. Today is going to be a very special time for us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona as we will continue our annual missions conference. We actually started it yesterday when yesterday afternoon some of our missionaries met with some of our young people considering full-time vocational ministry. And then last night we had the opportunity of having an international dinner here at the church. But today we're going to start all over again with a combined Sunday school class when one of our missionaries, actually Sean Tice, will be speaking concerning his ministry called Life Factors Ministries. And then Sunday morning, or I should say this morning at 10:30, and then, of course, this evening at 6 o'clock, we will be gathering once again to hear from our missionaries. And we will be going right through to Tuesday night. Our theme this year is Preaching Christ Among All Nations. And, of course, our key text is Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49, particularly where it tells us that it's our responsibility to preach redemption and repentance to the people of the world. And of course, that's our theme this year. And I would encourage you to pray along with us that as we focus on that theme, that God will speak to our hearts and make our church here, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, a more missions-hearted church. Our missionary guests include Travis and Becky Gravely and their family from Baptist Mid-Missions, Kevin and Trina Mayfield from Biblical Ministries Worldwide, Nehemiah and Anila Paul from FMI, and then, of course, Sean and Jackie Tice from Life Factors Ministry. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord right on through until Tuesday night. And so come on out and be involved. You know, missions is something that every one of us as Christians should be involved with. Jesus Christ gave that great commission just before he ascended back up into heaven, and he expects us to fulfill that great commission until the end of the church age, that is, until the rapture takes place. And so every child of God, every good, solid, Bible-believing local church should be involved in missions. As a matter of fact, I've been emphasizing that missions should be a priority in all of our lives. And so if you love missions, come on out and be a part of our conference today and then tomorrow night and then Tuesday. And if you are interested in missions and you maybe are not involved with missions but would like to learn more about missions, there again, I invite you to come on out and be a part of our conference. I think that it would be a blessing to you as you learn more about missions and get to meet missionaries and understand how important it is for us to preach the name of Jesus Christ among all the nations. And so pray for us here as we conduct our 2024 annual missions conference. And let's just watch God work as we focus on the importance of getting God's word to God's world for God's glory. If we can never serve you spiritually speaking, I would encourage you to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894, or you can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Let me repeat those numbers again. The phone number is 814-944-2894, and then the email is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Obviously, you can write to us, and that mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We would love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, please send it in. If you have a question about the Bible, please send that in as well. And we'll do what we can to pray for you and to answer your questions on the Word of God. Of course, it's our greatest desire to see you come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I encourage you right now to simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you say that through faith, truly believing what you're saying, God will save you. And then contact us, and we will be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you once again for the opportunity that we have to do this radio program as we've been doing for so many years. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who is under the sound of my voice at this very moment. And Lord, you know their spiritual needs. You know where they are in relationship with you. And I pray that you'll take this broadcast and use it to bring those who have never yet been saved to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those who might be Christians who are spiritually stale, may they be revived today. And then for others who are walking with you, may they be encouraged as well. But Father, we pray that you'll be honored and glorified through this program, to which we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's another one of those great old hymns of the faith that I know you'll love. You do love. You'll recognize. You'll appreciate it. Of course, it is How Great Thou Art. From the spiritual red box of the Word of God, we go back to the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. And now before I speak to you on the theology of missions, let's listen to a solo entitled, "My Faith Has Found a Resting Place."
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died, it is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Died for me.
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, this week we are being involved actually here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona with our annual missions conference. And our theme is Preaching Christ Among All Nations, taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49. And missions is something that should be a priority in all of our lives. It should be the priority of every individual Christian, and it should be the priority of every Bible-believing local church. And I trust that missions is a priority in your life. Now, you may be a new believer, or you may have been saved for a long time, and yet you've not really considered the concept of missions, but I want to encourage you to consider it today. You know, Jesus Christ came into the world and suffered and bled and died, and then rose again on the third day, so that through faith in Him, we might have eternal life. And of course, the purpose of missions is to reveal to others around us, and indeed around the whole world, that Jesus Christ did suffer and bleed and die and resurrect again from the grave, so that through faith in Him, all who call upon His name might have everlasting life. And so missions is to be a priority. It's something that we as Christians should be involved with on a regular basis in our life, as it relates to praying and as it relates to giving and even as it relates to going. But what is missions? Well, the basic foundation of missions is to make God known to the world. And whether we read back in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we find that that message is portrayed through the Scriptures. That those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior are God's witnesses, and we should do everything that we can to make God known to the world around us. As it relates specifically to the New Testament, missions is the ministry of the local church sending out preachers of the gospel around the world to do the work of evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Now, let me repeat that because that's somewhat lengthy. And again, I remind you that the basic foundation of missions is to make God known to the world. But as it relates to the New Testament and the local church, missions is the ministry of the local church, and I'm talking about individual Christians who make up the local church, in sending out preachers of the gospel around the world to do the work of evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. And that's something that we all as Christians should be involved with. Every church should be involved with it. And of course, the reason why we are having a missions conference at Faith Baptist Church this week is to encourage our membership to do that very thing. Again, let me repeat that missions in the New Testament, specifically speaking, is the ministry of the local church sending out preachers of the gospel around the world to do the work of evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. But missions is found in the entirety of the Word of God. It's interesting to note that back in Genesis chapter 6, when God looked out upon the face of the earth, and he saw that the earth was filled with wickedness, that he was going to destroy the earth. And of course, we know the story about Noah and the ark. But when we turn to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, it tells us that during that 120 years while Noah was building the ark, he was a preacher of righteousness. What was he doing? He was involved in missions in the sense of making God known to the world at that time. And that's what God's desire is, for his people to make him known. Back in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 45, beginning with verse 20, God says this, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me? Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." That's Isaiah 45, verses 20 through 22, where God is saying that those of us who know him, and of course, as it relates to the New Testament scriptures, know him through faith in Jesus Christ, are to be involved in proclaiming to the world who he is. He is the only God. And yet there are many people who pray to false gods, and those false gods cannot save. They can't save at all. But there in verse 22 of Isaiah 45, God says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The fact of the matter is, we are to get out the message as to who God is. And so the missions concept is found in the Old Testament, but it's also found in the New Testament, all throughout the New Testament. We see it in the Gospels. Of course, in the Gospels, we recognize that the Lord Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission, that is, the commission to preach the gospel around the world, and that's found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 15, it says this, as Jesus is speaking, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Those are just 13 words, but those are 13 words that will change the world. And that's something that you and I as Christians should be involved with. It's missions, to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let me ask you this morning, are you involved with missions? If you're a Christian, you should be. If you are involved in a local church, you should see to it that your local church is involved with missions and that missions is a priority in your ministry. We see the concept of missions in the Old Testament, in the Gospels. It's also found in the book of the Acts. And in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, just before Jesus Christ was sending back up into heaven, he said to his disciples, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." In that passage, he tells us that we are his witnesses. We are to declare the facts about his death, burial, and resurrection, to the point that whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. We as Christians are witnesses of that. And whether we are at home here in our own hometown or whether we are going around the world, we are to be Christ's witnesses, but not just as we are where we are located. But the fact of the matter is, we are to send out missionaries and evangelists to every place in the world, starting at home and going around the world. As it says, Jerusalem, that's our hometown. Judea, that would be our state. Samaria, that would be our country. And the uttermost part of the earth, obviously, that would be the world. The fact of the matter is, missions is something that God wants us to be involved with. The Christian is to be praying for missions and giving to missions and even willing to go into missions as the Lord would direct. I'm thankful that here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have a number of young people who have said that if God directs them, they will go into missions ministry. I would ask you to pray with us that God would give them that direction. But what about you? First of all, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you don't, please call upon His name and be saved. But if you do, I would encourage you to get into your Bible and begin to study the concept of missions, to make God known to the world, and be willing to say, Lord, if you want me to go into the world as a missionary, I will be willing to do it. God wants us to make Him known to the world. God certainly wants us to be involved with missions, and I trust that you are. One of the best words that Christians can utter is the word missions. May missions be a priority in your life and in mine. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio next week, the Lord willing, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Believe you me, folks, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.